So we're starting now the second in. So it's in the Maimer of Freitag zu Nacht, it was from Sivov, and in Motz Shabbos from Siv Zayin. How Biprotius Shem Tzvokis is Megala de Etzem. It's Megala de Etzeres, and the Etzeres of Yerushalayim. Mayim is Retzach Vederach Klal, and the Pinyas HaNefesh. So, really, in the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimer, this is the Iker. In other words, what the Rebbe Adar Angelikt is Lechura, a kind of Hagdome to the Inn. As in the Maimer Retzach Vengdini from Bizbaz Eitzris, that when it comes to Netzach is Megala, the Etzem HaNefesh, so the name Tzvokis, which is Netzach Vahid, really has a high Sheirish. So the Rebbe gives us a Hagdome, as Lechura Bechlal, the Inyan of Shemes, Ritani Netzach. And Netzach Vahid is more specifically. What's that help this Hagdome? Is Lechura, Daf Merepe Zogon, as Azal Dvor, that the whole first part of the Maimir is just saying that it's Shem Ritani Netzach. It's not Megala Netzach. And that's the chiddush in Netzach Vehed. That is megalus, is mamshichetzim. You see the keyach and the takeif which comes out in Netzach Vehed. So it's kilo because of this agdom of saying that Shem is bechlal rit on Netzach, and it sharpens the chiddush of Netzach Vehed. So before we get involved in the prote yonim and especially the way it's over here in the Basil Ganit of Shin Yud and the way the Rebbe touched up. And there's Emek Lefinim Miyemek, and throughout the years also there was different Eifanim, how the Rebbe touched up versus the Bizbuz Eitzris Bechulu. Mestam it's Kedai to first Abyssal Room Reiten outside of the Maimer, more Bechlal Visretzach Netzach Vahit, the way it's in Pesach Toshin Tes, and the way it's in Omer Reveshi Toshin Yudalit, on Frier, just Bechlal to get clark at what we're talking about, and then we'll come back to this whole marshal of the Melech and the ways in Mevazes Eitzus. But before we begin, just one vort, which is it's an interesting thing to note. The Hemshel Basel Gani Tavshin Yud is really from Tavresh Pei Gimel. Yeah, and it was said in two Shabboses, Parshas Bo and Parshas Bishalach. Which, even Klali, if you look at the Hemshech and Yonim, these 20 Asiyas, it's really two different in Yonim. There's Bein and there's Bishalach. What connects them? It's the Vort of Dirab Tachtein. So the whole first part of the Hemshech, which is the first 10 Parakim, Parshas Bei Hestes, is as Dirab Tachtein means, Ibekeren, the Klippet, the Shtustik Dusha, and it goes through that this is in Yonim of Karbonis, this is in Yonim of Samigdos, this is in Yonim of the Krashim. This is taking Asis of Sheker and making Kaddish. This is taking the Atishitim, Shtustik Dushet, Shtustik Lippet. In other words, Dira B'tachteinim is Iskafi V'ishabche, which is going to be Mamshich, the Iker Shchina Zol Tzirikumen back to Tachtein. That's all Vos is Dira B'tachteinim. Then comes the Maimer Bey, Verken Machen Dira B'tachteinim. And that's the Uftu of Ayit. And over here begins a whole new Mahalach as Netzach, Shem Tzvokes, more specifically, like the Rebbe said over here Friday night, that the Iker Abir is this word of Netzach Vahed, that's the Iker, Inyan of Tzova is Meloshen Chayil. Atos Ayit. Ayit is Mitzivis Hashem. Umemela, because he's Mushrish in Etzah. And the keiches, the eitzra elyon, the eitzra shir shamayim v'chulu, the far had the keiach to do the aved of dirav tachtein. Now, what's interesting is, just derech agav, in samach vav, it's actually a similar chalukah. You know, there's the first 52 mamorim verses. Vos is dirav tachtein, imam shech dehal ma'atzmi through aved of keiach atzmi. And then there's the mail of yid, shamos of malachim, verken the stone. Now, what's interesting is that as mizokt that the Rebbe, our Rebbe, was there for the second Maimer, for Bishalach. So I don't know if it's, maybe it was the first Maimer that the Rebbe was there, that I heard from the Friedrich Rebbe Akoponim, was certainly one of the first. Now, was noch mehr interessant ist, I came Tofresh Peites, so I came Yudalit Kislev, so this is obviously the, on some level, I mean, it's not in Nirubar, it's the beginning of Deir HaShvi, or setting the Yesedis, the seed. The Friedrich Rebbe said in the Maimer again, this same Inyan, the Inyan of Bizbuz HaEtzres, and the Maila of Netzach. And that's the Omer Rebbe Ishir, and Peites, and the Rebbe Chazit, Yudalit, and the few times Yudalit Kislev, Yutes Kislev, the Hemshech to that. The Noach is the Noach Aprat. The fact is that the Hemshech Bosi Degani Tovshin Yud, the Friedrich Rebbe printed. And obviously the Rebbe did it, but it was the Alpi Hayroah from the Friedrich Rebbe. It came out for Shvat Tovshin Yud. What came out? The first 10 parakim. What came out then was the for Yud Shvat and for there's two Mamorim, one to the Yud Shvat, and there's the Klolos Inyan is basically Parshas Bo Tofresh Pekim. The Rebbe for Purim and for Beis Nissen put out the Hemshech, which is Beshalach Tofresh Pekim. In other words, the first or one of the first Mamorim that the Rebbe heard from the Friedrich Rebbe, and the Maimer of the Rebbe's Chasana, and the first Maimer that the Rebbe printed in Tovshin Yud, says in Deir HaShvi, is this in. It's a paladike zach. In other words, Fun Siv Yud Aleph, Heip Tzichon, I don't know if it's a, whatever, if it's richtig to say, but there's certainly something over here that this, the Aveda of Deir HaShvi, there's a special yichus of this inyan, of being megale, the Eitzer HaElyon, in the Nefesh, the Bizbuz HaEitzeris, is Shaiches B'Miyuchet to unser Deir. And Take, B'Metzias, the Rebbe spoke about that a lot of times. He says it wasn't like a Psa'aza, you know, only a Yud Shvat Sugi. It came up again and again on a different signanus. Sometimes the Bizbuz HaEitzeris meant, like it says, B'Pashtos is Yishamayim. Sometimes it meant Chsidis. That was one of the Chidushim of the Rebbe. Was a statement Shfriya, that the Eitzer is the Rabbeim or giving or being Megal Chsidis. There wasn't Tavshin Yud, Nissen, Beis Nissen, I think, or Pesach, Tavshin Yud. The Rebbe said, as the Mashal Chayev Mineged, this is that the Rebbe is just if the soldiers don't do the job properly, so that's why Tavshin Yud Shvat happened. The Rebbe said it very structured. It was then the Rebbe said it again also, I think, Tavshin Tezvov, the singing. So there's differences. Sometimes the Mashal of the Melech is the Rebbe. Sometimes the Melech is the Eibishter and the Rebbe is the Reish Pekid Achayil, which is like in our mind, Tavshin Chafalov. So there's differences in Knechav, but that's a Klar, that's a Yisod. This thing that we're going to be learning now is a Agresi Yisod in Chassidus and in Deir HaShvi specifically. This is a big Yisod in the Rebbe's Teir. Okay. So what we'll do is, we'll start Eshens B'Pashtos being Mesachin in Yonim, even though it's very Bavusta Zachen. So we'll go Menakala Lakovit, just to chew over B'Pashtos, what is the difference, what is the Taich Netzach HaNeid B'Pashtos, what does it mean that it's connected to its Shedesh? Then we'll come to this Mashal. And next week, we'll be able to Zechmer Arainlegen in the Prati Advarim. But you have to work Menakala Laprat, Menakala Lakovit. The Pashtus Netzach Vehet is Chitzenis. Just like everything in Nefesh could be found in Guf, so the Netzach Vehet is the train shaking. So if the Chesed Gvura is Gvura is the Zreya, Chesed Drei Yemina, Gvura Drei Smola, so the that's like part of the person, that's how a person expresses himself is through his hands. His feet are Eshtens, the more grub. That's the pashut more coarse, and they feel the elements less. You know, you could put them into hot water of a cholo. And nachazach is that they fit in the mensch where will gain, but they can't do anything able. And that's the terrain shaking, Pashat, Netzach Vahit Shebenefesh. Which means Benefesh Adam, that a person has Bechlal Kechaseichel Midas, and then he has another part of himself, which is a simple part. The vert of this thing is what we call, if it's in Nefesh Alekis, it's called the Nefesh Ruach HaNeshama. So Ruach HaNeshama is Midas HaMeich, and the Nefesh is just the Pashtus of the Nefesh. What is the, what is the Maile in them? Why do I need Nefesh? What's not good enough Ruach HaNeshama? So Zachman Anachanami, Aliba Da'em is Maile Sa'adam is Meichin HaMidas. But practically speaking, in order for a person to be able to do something, so he needs to have train shaking. So the dugma l'moshel na'rav ha'talmid, in order for a rav to give over to the talmid, so b'nes is the fact that he has to have seichel, and he has to want to give over v'chulu, he has to have a what's called the klois ha'yeitzis, which is pashut to transmit the seichel. Now that chush is not a chush in seichel. It's faker, it's a chush in hamchoshe, in make, simplifying something, in taking a seichel and making it pashut. So it's what we would call the practical part of a person. Now this is, let's be magdir clearly, we're not talking about ma'ase b'peil. We're not talking about malchus. Malchus is machshava dibro ma'ase. What we're talking about over here is that there's a chelik from the nefesh v'sein yoni is inyan ha'ma'ase. Meaning, if we'll be mamcheshit, there are, just like you have people, there's a personality which is a sichliistic person, there's a personality of midas, and then there's something called a personality of maisa. He's a practical person. Everything he hears, the only way he understands it is you give him a dugma. Now, what's a dugma in the world of seichel? It's the practical part of seichel. So, al derech zeh in life bichlal, he's nimshich to maise. In other words, there's a nafshistik experience of maise. It's a maise dikemetz. That's how he measures success. That's how he has sipuk. This is what gets him going. Maise. There could also sometimes be a lot of chachmei in maise. The marshal, you could have a genius, but if you ask him, how do you take this table through the door? So he doesn't know which way to twist it. And there is something called the chachma in Netzach Vahit, because it's a part of Shalom, like every sphere, just like you have chachma in Chesed, you have chachma, so it's what's called seichel maisi. So it's practical seichel, and it's a kind of personality, and every person really also has this in his nefesh. This inyan ha-maisi sheba'odom is kumuvn. If I don't have it, I'm a balmu. Sometimes you have a person who's a sichli and a balhergish, but he doesn't have a practical side to him. He's missing something out. Not just papel mamish, he's a battle and certain things are not going to get done with tevase. He's pushing missing out on a certain part of life, just like a person who has mechin and doesn't have midis. He's a psatruken a mensch, se felt the midis. So there is a person who has mechin and midis and doesn't have a chush in practicality. So there's an element of nefesh, which he hasn't accessed, which he hasn't experienced properly. Is the sikkum, just let's get clear with the nukude, because Mvildar is bringing is that it's not the maise bepoil of machshav dibro maise, which is levushi ha-nefesh. Meret don nefesh. But it's talking about the chelek ha-nefesh, which in yoni mont and needs and pushes for maise. And this is true in Nefesh Bechlal and in the world of Seichel Bifrat, the Inyan of Ashpa. Now, Lepayil, Zetman, that even though this is the lowest Chelik of the Nefesh, oh, you know, let's just add one more word. In the development of the person, you see that a person develops Melmata. So first, for a young age, Bichlal children in Yonam is practical, right? And as you can't explain to a child the midah. if you tell a child Avos Yisrael, Avos Yisrael was the rest. Avos Yisrael means practically share with somebody else, or shlognisht, or it's saying something pel mamishtik. And that's the way he touches up in his head. Because in Drosh Shalim is modern, er versteht nicht andere Sprach. And then he develops becomes a midistiger person. And then he could, there's a musig of real interest in Seichel. To Lodasa Sa'emis. Sumorim Reneichem. Al derech ze beprotius is kipshutim when a child is born. So there's the first shlav before he's born is v'chinas ibur. So state is that he's reshe ben birkov. So just like we said, train shaking. This is the part of the guf which is kinegan netzach lehei. So his head and his heart is kipshute. It's wrapped up. It's covered over by his feet. Meaning as kolin yoni is netzach lehei. Because what is the tafkid and the purpose of the life of a uber? To exist, but per mamish to essen, the per mamish to just be, to not be. Does it call in yon? The nachis does chum tareis, so it starts developing what's called yenike. So it's yenik begashmius yenik cholov from the mother, but in the teichen inyan it means it's taking in epis inyan, which is going to develop him, which is already midas, he's becoming a psametzias. Then there's a hecheret seichel that's like as a child starts asking questions and starts growing. When he's ten dam dogon, so it's already when he's 2 years old or older. That's when he starts speech dibur, which is seichel. So that's the development of a person. Adkan is bepashtus the inyan of netzach v'heit. The way we would say it before the uftu of chassidus over here. The mitzvah zetman that chodsh netzach v'heid is lower. You see that the netzach v'heid reaches into a deeper place in the person and it has a meridike keyach which mechin amidus don't have. And that's expressed in a few things. First of all, poshet in consistency. You see that midas, milosh and medida, by definition, the measure of a midah, which that's what midah means, constantly changes. So you have, you develop a ava, and then the ava goes down, and it's dynamic. That's the way the world of midas is, as it. Afila seichel, which is l'chura more stable. I mean, if it makes sense, it makes sense. I've been convinced. Aber kumuvn, there's something called changing your mind. And fakert, a real person who's learning, who hasn't changed his mind in any sugya, is the taichis that he's not learning. A real person who's learning should change. Seichel is open-minded. Afila rotzen, afila tiferen nefesh, these things are always soft. There's a musik of pnimis rotzen, chitzenis rotzen, bimon is gala, lesson is gala. There's always going to be shinri. Masha'enkin over here, that what apala dikezach. The musik of netzach v'heit is masha hoya hushayi. There's a certain consistency, reliability, which there is in Netzach, which there is in Peramamsh. Like you see in a Peramamshdika person, I'm saying if we're going to meet a personality of a Peramamshdika mensch, Zetman as Biaze Arbiter, Azevet Yarbit Nechtenheit Arbiterheit, a person which deals in Hergish, yeah, someone who deals in art, or in poetry, or Chves. He's a mechaber nigunim. Yerim talk is under a talk. Every day is different felt. In seichel tzach zicher hazeh, every day is growing, he's changing. And then there are people which their personality is as vase geven doset zayn, because this is who he as is a gestalt. That's why. I mean, there's a mile in Netzach Varei, the Chalit Pashat in Pashas. Yeah, you ask any person, you'd say, it could be Meret Vaganin, so you could say, is there Klug and there the Alts? Oh, but he's not stable. He's not stable. He's not a reliable person. Then you could have a person which is a Pashat Mensch. Versteht sehr wenig. Oh, but he's reliable. He's responsible. He's going to be there on time. And this is a inyan in nefesh of strength, which doesn't exist higher in nefesh, in mechina mitzvah. And it's mashlim. Ron das abteitsch an a bissl besser in the loshen netzach. What does it mean in winning? So the dogma of them is that if you have a person who's going out to battle, so for us is already going off Milchama because he believes in the king and he believes in the mission, he believes in the country, the whole. So Sai, he was convinced in Seichel, and Sai in Hergesh, he feels a loyalty and he feels a passion, he feels the connection to the identity. Yeah, it's Nishtam, the arbit of the Meshuach Milchama is to give a gesunte drasha, which is going to be Meir and Hergish. That's going to be the fuel on what the Muhammad will be. The Metzias says, Albert, that in the middle of a battle, when his friend already died, and he had Zuchshen Vegetan Dor, and he lost half his food, and he's in himself, the Teva is that all the Svaris and Allah Hasbaris and all ideologies is out the window, and the Hergish, nish nor is the Hergish not here for the country, nor if he has a Hergish bichlal, it's a fakert Hergish. He's frustrated and he's upset and wants to go home. So, what keeps him going? Why is he still going to continue? So, it must come from a place in Nefesh where we have to win. We have to be consistent. We're going to pull through. So on the one hand, this Netzach Vayit is a very poshita thing. On the other hand, it brings a consistency. And that's going to make him fight a battle for something he doesn't understand or doesn't feel for. And that's real loyalty. It's the art of, in the sprach of the Amalek Echsidish sprach, the Azeh Nitandish. Azeh Idos. Emos Azeh Nitandish, it can't change. Yeah. So that's the mashal in the lulav zaktman. Yeah, there's the hadasim. Hadasim is the areach on atam, which is midas. That's why we have a lot of hadasim. And the arove is shnei badi arove. So the original hadasim is three, because it's chesed gvur tiferes, and the shnei badi arove is netzach veit. So it's a state that the hadasim should cover the aroves. That's our meaning. That's why we take more and more hadasim. Because the teichen einin is, netzach v'heid should be covered. A lebedige geschmacke, gesunde mensch should be on fire. He has a chayis from the midis, and my mele is a lebedige. Aber, what happens if the midis go away? I mean, for the same price we said I could grow and you could have 36 hadasim, so you could have less. The Shnei Badi Arava is something which they're covered over, but they don't change. The number doesn't grow. And because it doesn't grow, it's impossible to shrink. He is what he is. You could rely on it. That's the mind of the Arava. What's the Arava? The Pashti Yit. Ahot Mishkin Seich, Ahot Mishkin Midas, Ahot Garnish, Chitam Mishkin Reich. There's Netzach Veit. Yeah. Das ist ein Prat in Netzach Veit. Netzach Miloshen Nitzchius. Consistency. It's always going to be there. The Noch is the Noch Prat. In Toshin Tess, Friedrich Rebbe is Marchiv that there's also Pshittis in Netzach Veit, which there isn't in the Mechinan Mitz. Meaning, it's not complicated, it's not murkif. There's no reason for it to be. It just is. The tenor of Netzach V'Hayd is, I can't explain why. As Eidos, I'm loyal. Masha Ein Kein, Seichel Amidus is Murkiv. And this is Taka, the reason why this changes and this doesn't. This is the first chiluk we made, that this is Shaykh to change. And this not, the reason is because this is Pashut and this is Murkiv. The Noch is Da, Adrit Ezach. And this is already more Shaykh to our minor, the Tekif. You see in Netzach V'Heit, a takeif, a power, a passion, which there isn't in Mechen Amidus. And that's the surprising part. Maybe if you tell me consistency, good, it's a glob. A tree grows and shrinks. A stone stays where he is because he's dead. Does that mean that he's stronger? In other words, you see a sirirt on a tifera arti nefesh. The pashut amchasha for them is when you see netzach every day in an argument or in a game. Yeah? And two people sit down to play a game and they sat down for pleasure. And within 5 minutes, Yedereira schwitzt and he's nervous and he has to win. And if I don't win, then there's no taking to it. And he's not going to lose, because there's nothing to lose. It's a game. And the reason you're here is Pashut, you came to spend good time with other people. But once you ma'ir the midas ha-netzach sheben nefesh, is vertis meshugi. And it's kilo ira ramay metzias if I don't win. And the emphasis, you have the same thing in conversations with every people. Every day I have with people. We start a discussion, trying to figure out pshat in the Gemara. And within a few minutes, the discussion is not what's pshat, the discussion is who's right. And in order that I should be right, I'm ready to do everything. I'll bring mimerch ha-gyavi lachmech fakrim in the sugi, I'll say a modna svare. I'll even change the topic and I'll convince you that I said what you said and you said what I said. The ikar is, there should be other, I have to win. The point is, already the agenda, we sat down to no pshat. Now there's a new agenda. I have to win. At any cost. So, these three inyanim, the nitzchius, the pshitis, and the takev, are all simonim. Now, where does Netzach V'Hayd come from? A tiferet place in the Nefesh. It comes from the Etzama Nefesh, which is higher. The reason it's Pashut is because it's Taka higher than any other covenant. And the reason why I can't change is because this is who I am. I can't. Because you could change is always going to be in a prat, in a certain bit of the thing. You can't change the thing itself. You know, the pashtus, yeah, you could take a table and you could change it. Pashtus, you'll change its color. You could change it. You could change this texture. You could change. You can't take a table and make it into a chair. Then it's not a table anymore. It's not called changing. It's called replacing. The voseries could never change. Etzem can't change because this is what I am. You could change details. So my mind, you could change. My heritage, you could change. You can't change my netzav because this is who I am. Because this is my spine. This is why. The expression of who I am is Ich bin a soldat. I'm gonna continue. There's nothing to be chazer. On al derech zeh is verstandig why there's such a takeif because it's like an irrational thing which is being touched in my nefesh. Therefore, you see that this inyan hamesiris nefesh is nizgala dafke by anoshim pshutim, because the inyan of netzach v'Hayd is connected to the etzem. He comes from the etzem. Is therefore he's through him could be nizgala inyan hamesiris nefesh, which mesiris nefesh comes from the etzem and nefesh. Und das ist, was steht, dass Moshe Rabbeinu hat Mekane gewinnt in den Jiden, von nichts zu dem Mashiach, because that, by them, Mr. Snafish was the most basic ones. Now, Bezer Gufe, just Pavorin, that there is, sometimes, you have Moshe in Elim Mishpat in Eter, you have in different places, in Ms. Masber, the reason why Mr. Snafish could be in his Gala through Netzach Vahed, is because he is Pasha to Mamele Zishkin Stira. Atziur, is a stira to Gilead of Etzma Nefesh. Seichel is a stira to get an Etzma Nefesh. Masha'en came, Netzach Ve'et, it's Pashat. It's like each Pashat, you know, like we always say the story of a king who had a crown, he wants to hang up the crown, so he's not going to hang up, and he doesn't have a hook. So he's not going to put on the head of one of his sarim because one of them will think that maybe he's a pastake. So he'll put the crown on the on the head of one of his soldiers, or his pashat avadim, one of his slaves, because over there there won't be a machshav azar. Why? Because what is he? He is a hook. Das is er. Is I can't trog in the kara in chach. Isn't shaykhis to them? Because he has zero shaykhis, it's not stira. Or even Amal Zakman in more pashto mashal. It's a very old mashal. It says from the Bill Barichet. Sigma von Frier, that the Melech, when he wants to get undressed, or he goes to sleep, he's not going to allow that there should be anyone in the room. He's not going to allow a sar, he's not going to allow anyone. Why? It's a pastisht. It's a fichrede. The uftu of a Evet Pashat is that he could be in the room. There is Dartan Da, the schlepper, the slave, is there. Why? Because that's stira to me. So the Melech could be the Gamre, be his galus, if he's a Pashta person. But the Rebbe in Ekev Chelek Tesk, Yodua learns, Tifer. That's not the type that Netzach Vahed is just allows for Pshittis HaNefesh to be in his Gala. Mr. Snefesh could be in his Gala on the Ekvayim. Because the Ekvayim is considered, nor because he's a Kaili. Why is he a Kaili for Etzem HaNefesh? Because the Tchuna of Netzach Vahed is Kanal, Tekev, Pshittis, Nitzchius, and therefore it's a Kaleh from Mesiris Nefesh. It's not just that it's not a Stira from Mesiris Nefesh. And Yoni is Etzem. He's an expression of Etzem. Ad Kan is Viseretzer the Inyan, Bichlal, in Chsidis, with Beikar, Tafshin Tes, and these places which describe the Vartan Etzemle. In our Maimon in Basel Legani, it's Meyusad on Teres Chaim, Pashas B'Shalach, there's a new slant on this whole Inyan of Netzach Ve'et. Till now, we were talking about the Ish Pashut. Where does Netzach mean is Galah? Dafka by Ish Pashut. So Lom Efreg, by Chacham Gadol, so Enechanan, the Netzach is Behelam. And it doesn't, he's not a Kaleh from Mesiris Nefesh in the same way. Comes this Maimer, really, it's in Al Rebbe, and it's in Mamari Adur Murazok in Yoni. Sorry, no. In Pashat B'Shalach. In Pashat B'Shalach, in Mamari Adur Murazok. Over there, it's more Bekitzer, and Teres Chaim is Psazei Barachov. And what? The Midas HaNetzach is in Izgala Dafke by a Melech. So, we take a whole new direction. Till now we're saying by Ish Pashut. Now we're saying by a Melech. And in order to explain this, Sehet Tzachar Agantze Lange Moshel. Now, in Tavshin Yud, it's very Bekitzer, but the Moshel is important to get all the Pratim straight. So we're going to go back a bit. Let's go through it slowly and make sure we chap the story properly. But you have a king. Now, this king, there was somebody, it could be a sar katon or something simple, was ma'arer on him, was mischatzef to him. Now, there are places where it says this whole story of Netzach Ve'et, Moshel, if you see, Shara Tshuva, Perek Zayin, the Mitle Rebbe talks about it, that there's somebody coming to be ma'arer on the life of the king. So therefore, the king will go and fight the Mashal Chaim Neged Mevazvul Leitzvus to save his life. Over here, we're not talking about that. We're not coming to save his life. Faket. There's some nourishment. Is that Menazir? Behektim. The king has Eitzrus. Why does the king have Eitzrus? For a few reasons. Number one, he collects taxes. Number two, he's won wars and plundered countries, so collected their money and their Eitzrus. Number three, he has Beyerusha Me'avesav and Avis Avesav, Beyerusha, all these inyan. Now these inyanim, which the Melech has, nobody ever sees. So, Afilo Sedar Kamini Matzavim, where people would want to see it, there's a Sar Gadol or a Cholo, Eba Vaistos Nisht. Why not? So the interesting lashon of the Mitle Rebbe is because it's Eine Lefi Chveide. Eine Lefi Chveide to show these things. Now this is, I'm trying to explain to an American that there's something called covet, and not showing something is, I mean, today, in the Heidike Narische Welt, covet means attention. Covet means fame. I mean, so l'chun faket. If my biggest covet is Allah's own wisdom, was a chop. What does it mean that it's Eine Lefi Chveide, it's a secret? No, I'm not giving it away. No one's allowed to see it. And if yeah, then it's a chofalerim and covet. So, the Vaslikdo Dachman Zogin is Azeh, that there's the real musig of covet is that this I. Be'etzem, the lashon is covet Hashem haster dover. Covet implies privacy. The pastors, you respect the person, it means that you don't interfere in his life. That's covet. This says there's a part of me which is beyond, which is not touchable. What's the covet of a melech? Azer is a atzmi. There's something about me which no one's gonna ever know. If everything I am is available to the public, is mitvaz binich. In other words, what makes him a king is these eitzrus. That's the Lech Agav Mestama why, when he conquers a country, he plunders those eitzrus. And he takes those eitzrus home, and it's that's the touch. I won that melech, because I took his eitzrus. This is a very important thing to understand, that an Eitzer, by definition, is not for to spend. So you ask a Pashto person, L'chola, there's two options. What am I going to do with gold? Either you spend it, or you show it. You make it like a nice gold and a jewelry, and you show it, so now you look nice. Is Heik der Mensch nicht anzuverstehen, was ist covered? There's something called owning gold. I have jewelry which is vasam I nobody ever saw, and in that makes me into a metzis, into a real metzis. That's the melucha. Now, when a asar cotton was ma'arer on my metzis, so what's going to happen is a crazy thing. These Eitzris were never in his gal. Even when it came to a matzev of Tainuk, as I state beferish, he was never megalit. What says? If the Melech would go and look at these Eitzris, he would have a big Tainuk. He would also have a big Tainuk to show other people the Eitzris. Why doesn't he do it? Because his covet is more important than his Tainuk. I am more important than my expression of I. Tainuk is the richtig, it's soft an experience. It's not me. I am not available for that. The only places I'll ever be shown is the mashal, the dogma is by his son's chasana. Why? Because over there is the melucha. My son is the melucha. Or when he's celebrating the fact that he's the melech for chvez, like Achashverosh, he's melech for so many years. Good, he's celebrating melucha. It's the past. Now it's kilu gili ha'etzim. So then these eitzros are allowed to be shown. But normally there's no way to show them, besides for netzach. Kumteris, that's the hechrech, that netzach is tifer in nefesh v'tainu. I'm saying this is the pashta cheshbon in the mamor. That netzach must be tifer, because for tainu I'm not megala the eitzros, even to myself, and for netzach I am. Not only am I megala the eitzros, I spend the eitzros. Now over here it's important to understand, spending means that it's not coming back. What am I spending the eitzros on? I'm spending the eitzros on mazon, as I state, mazon for the soldiers. This is the taichi, is that now I'm spending all the money to buy its derech ways to make my country bigger. Let's buy more shetach. The net, I'm spending it on people. But they should have supper. And it's no return. I'm spending on ammunition, which is going to be shot, and it's not going to be used again. Now, that's the taichi, the loshen bizbuza eitzros. It's plundering, it's spending. It's a gendik. And now, his though, as nish, not am I spending the thing that he himself is acing with Kishrei Melchama, because as a mashal chayiv minet. Does that mean, as the melech brings out his midas on netzach? And netzach is tiffer than all the inyonim in the melech. Now, over here, we're going in a whole new direction than the, talking about the Ish Pashat. Till now, we're talking as there's a takeif in Netzach Veit. This pshitis of a person is connected to his etzem. It's working b'keyach ha'etzem. Very good. Could I say that etzem is behizgalos by him? Befeirish nisht. No. Fakert. If you're going to meet this soldier who's in the trenches, and it's continuing midas on netzach, he's fighting on lamaresta. I lost his chayis, his gishmak. Are you going to see gilia etzem? Okay, you're going to look at his eyes. He's a ganzen faloshen, and he's bringing himself, that he got himself into this, and he's missing home. Elamai, kanish landish. He's loyal. That's what's happening. He's loyal. The midas ha-netzach over here is a tifa expression of nefesh, of etzem ha-nefesh. But it's not coming out it's not coming out begili. It's a hashlacha, let's call it like that. It's a byproduct of the etzem. Masha'enkim ba'amelech, we're talking about Andre Zach. His covet was touched. Or his inyan ha-malchus was nis'arer by this sarka. So now he's going to go full force, he's going to come roaring out, and he's going to go for back. It's a gili of etzem ha-nefesh.
This is limited to HaMelech?
Oh. So, state in our Maimer that, and it says it also in Toshin Teres in a few places, that who has inyan ha-meluch, who has this inyan of netzach, Dafke a god, nishkin kotten. In other words, a regular person doesn't have so much midas netzach. And dafke, and who's the greatest god? That's the melech.
I'm saying pilam as you see people that the mashal chayim neged for these and also for a specific argument. You said earlier.
Okay. Yeah. It's not the magdirzen. So what's the answer to that? Is by a regular person, most things are not negay. Yeah? In other words, we're pastures. If a sar cotton is ma'arer on my metzias, or is a sar cotton is ma'arer on the fact that it's not, I'm the only one in the world, that's fine, that's legitimate. What brings up a mimidus on netzach? It has to be something was get mir onrir, which is negay to me. So obviously, every person is born with midas ha-netzach. But at what point is this person going to become fighting Bli Gvul, it has to be that I feel the heat. So it has to be something very important to me. So a regular Pashut person, most things are not negeh. Masha'enkin the Melech, he's a Atzmi, which means that his Etzem is Begili. Etzem Begili is the time that there's nothing in the world which could be a stirah to me, and everything has to go exactly like me. And any plat which is not like me is Achaz Dosei. Why? Because it's Ma'ara, my home at Tzias Alts Melech. My home at Tzias Alts Melech is that it goes my way. So Shinish Negev us. Then Musa Yoni Abba Melech. So a normal person will have the pastures more Biti of Mitzvah Netzach or less Biti of Mitzvah Netzach. Yeah? As they state, you have in. Let's see, the Rebbe Rashab in Ayin Aleph. The Maimer in Ayin Aleph, it's a Hanoche. It's in the back of Ayin Aleph. It's a Hanoche. To look at that again. See there's two Mamorim which are, we only have the Hanoches. There's Kiseitse Samechei, that's in the Kavitz. There's a Maimer in Ayin Aleph. It's Mitzuyan all over. So over there he says Taki, that there is Shvacharev expressions of Mitzvah Netzach. That's by regular people. And at some point will Taki give up. The Melech will be every Prat and business of. So really, let's just be Magdi properly over here. Really, who has real Mitzvah Netzach? The Melech. A regular person will have expressions of Mitzvah Netzach. Not the real Mitzvah. What's with a Pashta Mensch? A Pashta Mensch is a Keli af Mitzvah Netzach. He has a Bitui of Mitzvah Netzach in him. So this whole word of a Pashta person fighting on is not the Mitzvah Netzach in its fullest form. The real Muslim Mitzvah Netzach is that the Etzem HaNefesh is Begili, and the Fari is Bereimimus. And jeder sagt, was macht er, ist merumim, so he's going to go and fight business off. That's the word of the Melech Halim. Kum says that the Melech and the Ish Pashut are the two extremes, says the two sides, and both of the Netzach is Mizgala in a different Eifen, and then you have a regular, most normal people don't work like that, the Pashtas. A regular person, Abit Mitzaychom, and it's sometimes yes, sometimes no, but it works with Teichon Adam. So this is the Lashon, the Motzei Shabbos that the Rebbe added in the Maimer, which wasn't Friday night. But the Rebbe zugelegt Hasbara. What's the taich that dafken by a melech hittas hazeh? Because the melech hittas, then etzem is be'ez galus. There's gili ha'nefesh. And that's what makes him, that's what makes by him, as yet a prat is negev business of. Okay, is Atkan is the klomus ha-moshel v'mezetas by the melech. I mean, obviously, there's many protim over here, v'zav sich shtol navzei, and v'zav gufe, in different biurim, that we'll have to see next time. Just want to finish off with one word. This nekudah that we just said, that there's kovet, and the kovet is the taich that it's be'etzem should be Behelim. And as soon as it becomes Eis Behelim, that's it. You know, it's wasted. It's like, you know, when I have a private secret, and once that part of my nefesh is gone, there's no going back. And that's the type that the Melech sells his stuff, his Eitzeris, and there's probably no going back. You can't buy it back. It's Gendik. It was wasted on Mozen, on Shtusen. Why? Because he's spending it on people, on the Anshei Chayim. So the Rebbe, Bechlal, in Al Maimer and in Amar Beishi Yudalit, it's Befedish, it's very clear that the Rebbe is saying as a Chiddish, is that Bizbuz Eitzris is Gili Achsitz. Usually, Meretveg Nir Shamayim. The Rebbe always touches in Achsitz. As the Rabbeim is in a Megal Achsitz. Now, so there's two Nakudas over here. Chsitz Be'etzim should be a secret. there should be a chelik of Teire or a chelik of the Eibishter which is not accessible. Und das in der Gehe. Als ich darf sein, es ist doch der chelik von der Eibishter, which is good, bei der Elam Amanige. There's a chelik of the Eibishter, which is gegeben Teire for the world. It's called Teire, Teire Dasiya, that's a chelik apshat of Teire. Then there's a chelik of Teire, which is supposed to be sought. Wir tun das nicht wissen. And it shouldn't have been Nisgal. When was a Nisgal for people? A Yid is Beis Alfus, a Poshet a Yid, is for them the Evan Shebekeser HaMelech is a Tzeribin for the Mile of a Yid. That's the Pele of Gilei Achsinus. So the Rebbe Teich Toys, what's the word of the Anshei Chayil over here? It doesn't in Yidin. Yidelach. Nicht sorry Pekidim. So it says that the how does the Melech give it? The Melech gives it to the Rosh Pekidei Achayil, and he gives it to the Sorei Achayil, v'chulo, until it reaches the Anshei Chayil, b'peil. The purpose of selling the Eitzeris, wasting them, is one thing. That the Pasha to Zon that is on Hobbes Supper. In other words, the Matara is for this Pasha to eat. Kommt es, was ist der, er mit Abteitsch und Bisbus der Eitzeris? In der Ingen Achsidis, is what's the Matara over here is, as a Pasha to Yid should take a Eitzeris, Chsidis, and use it for Pasha to Zachim. And it's wasting, I'm befeirish, I'm not going back. Chsidis, you can't like, someday say, okay, that's it, let's make Chsidis a secret again, let nobody know about it. Emos in this Galak, what is in this Galak? It's an Oizgegossen, it's a Fargossen, und der Evanshe Bekesser HaMelech has been zerriven. You can't stick the pieces together again. It's gendigt. Aber das ist alt für a Yid, to fight, the last fight of Dera Shvi, durchzuführen, durchzubrechen, bringen in the goal. It's all for ein Chosid und all the stone. Das ist, adds a Emek into the ganzen Mais. Alright. Next time, we'll go through a bissl mehr, but Teicha Inyan, the way it's over here in Masilagani and compared to other places, what punk the opposite touch in the Moshe for sure.